5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, who love Lad McConkey for some reason, unbeknownst to us. They love Lad McConkey. Tap Room in Oakland Park, great place to watch some college football or pro football. They do the Red Zone channel on Sundays, and they do great beer and cocktail and food specials. Watch all the Panthers game. I told you yesterday, Crowder, Friday, Panthers play at 2 p.m. So you get off work a little bit early. Mm-hmm. You hunker down at Funky Buddha. You're there for a 2 p.m. puck drop from Finland, and you're enjoying some of the Funky Buddha, the beer and the food. They have the great menu. And all of a sudden, your weekend is off, you know, a little bit early, and you're having the time of your life.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I'm going fishing.
All right. Or you could do that.
Plus, no. Remember that dovetails into happy hour, too. So, and they got a great happy
hour.
Dan,
ignore everything I said and just go fishing.
Man, did you try the bison sliders the other day?
I tried everything over at Funky Buddha.
He's vegan. Man. He's not going to eat bison.
Not a Funky Buddha. No, not a Funky Buddha. Everything goes out the window over there. Oh, I don't drink hard liquor, but they got the mixed drinks? Sure. I don't drink beer. You drink that beer? I don't eat meat. But, man, those bison sliders and everything.
That's that's like Vegas. I always tell my wife, our marriage is legal everywhere but Las Vegas. When I'm in Vegas, we don't have a legal marriage working. When Dan's at Funky Buddha, he's not a vegan.
I think the same day I went to OG's Thursday Night Football last week, I was like, yeah, Hawk, I think I'm going on a diet. I need to do this. I went to Funky Buddha, ate 40 wings.
Yeah, you just can't be on a diet there because the food's too good. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And then now they got the IPA beer flight. I got two of them. I just, you know, I ate about 7,000 calories when I was there.
Don't forget they have the sweet potato casserole beer, which everyone raves about, especially this time of year. It'll be November on Friday. There's some odds that just came out from Bet Online. Next quarterback benched, because we know Anthony Richardson was benched. Who do you think is the favorite to be the next quarterback benched in the NFL?
Oh, I don't know who's behind him, but he's terrible and he's on mayonnaise commercials. Will Levis.
Will Levis is not on the list, only because I think he's already been benched.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say he's...
Who's starting for Tennessee? It was
Mason Rudolph.
Is it Mason Rudolph for Tennessee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Who's terrible?
Well, there's a bunch of terrible quarterbacks, but...
Yeah, man. I would say Daniel Jones.
It's Daniel Jones.
Yeah. He's bad.
Yeah,
you watch that Steeler game?
He's terrible. He's been brutal, and they have a lot of money tied up in him, man.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, when I came back, we did that training camp tour, and I came back from, you know, being on the road with the pivot doing that tour, and you have a period where you set your players up to be good. I watched Daniel Jones throw the ball out of bounds like Tim Boyle 8 times in a row, missing everything. And I was like, that can't be Daniel Jones. He's bad.
You know, Daniel Jones, now that I'm looking at it, is tied with someone else as the favorites as the next quarterback benched. It's Daniel Jones and Trevor Lawrence.
No, they can't bench Trevor Lawrence.
They're terrible.
But he played decent last week in London.
But they're terrible. Don't they have 2 wins? I think that was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was 2 weeks ago, yeah. Oh, no, Hawk, I'm not arguing for Trevor Lawrence, but
who's the backup in Jacksonville?
Who knows? Blaine Gabbert still. I don't know. But you get a man $250 million and don't even play him?
I mean, it's not that you don't even play him, but what can you, if you're not winning, what do you do?
Yeah, you got to make a move. Fire the coach.
The favorite for the next coach fired is Doug Peterson.
That's Buzz Jags, yeah.
No, that's not Jags. Is it?
Yeah.
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 Then Gerard Mayo, but I don't see that because who expected them to be good?
It was funny talking to Rob. He was like, the Patriots don't have an O-line. They don't have a defense. They don't have any weapons. They don't have – I was like, damn, do they have a football team?
They really are a bad team.
Terrible. That's what it was.
Squeaked one out, though.
it's the thing with McDaniel, where you're this offensive mind. Put more than 11 points on the board. Jared Mayo, like, you're a defensive coach. You play in the league. You're a defensive-minded coach. You can't stop a nosebleed.
Mac Jones, somebody texts in, is the backup in Jacksonville.
Upgrade there.
Mm. Let's do headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Dan Day is in for Solana. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
The Heat go for their third win in a row and their third win on the season as they host the Knicks tonight at 7:30.
So the Heat tonight, I told you the line earlier, was Knicks minus 1.5. I'm just going to see if that has changed since, almost just accidentally put in a bet. The Dodgers, inexplicably. I have fat fingers. Let's see here. Heat and Knicks tonight. Not listed there. Hold on. I'm getting there. I'm getting impatient.
I saw the Knicks 1.5.
Yeah, Knicks are 1.5-point favorites still. Points tonight, Jalen Brunson, 26.5. Karl Anthony Towns, 19.5. Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero, both at 17.5. Terry Rozier, 15.5. Bam, 14.5.
Ooh, maybe Tyler. Tyler just went crazy.
And how about Tyler over 2.5 threes made? Although that's minus 160.
Yeah.
What's the over-under on tonight's game?
214.
Well, you know me. I'm laying off tonight, punishing myself.
I hit on Jimmy the other night. I might go Tyler over.
Switch it over to Tyler tonight?
Tyler. He had his little baby on the set looking weird with glasses on. Yeah.
All right. We'll do Tyler over tonight.
The Canes have unveiled their Heisman campaign for Cam Ward as the team prepares to face former coach Manny Diaz and his Duke Blue Devils Saturday at noon.
Yeah, I saw some of that video. Good hype video for Cam. And this isn't a long shot. Like, he's got a legit chance to be a Heisman Trophy winner. There's still 4 games left, but he's got a legit chance.
When I told you I listened to some national guy talk about him, he was saying that it might hurt him that the rest of their schedule's not hard, so they might not have to have him show out. They can just run the ball and beat all the teams up.
That's true, although I think Mario is very cognizant of what he needs to do to get him to a Heisman Trophy, and I think Cam Ward is very cognizant of it. And even games where they've been blowing someone out, like, they don't take him out until the very, very end. So I think it actually works in his favor because I think they'll pad the stats if they can.
That's what Martinez touchdowns. I was like, hey, just throw a little out route. Let Cam throw a little out route real quick.
Let him throw another tutty.
Yeah.
What did Gino Toretta said? You don't win Heisman's calling audibles to runs.
Who told him? But somebody told him that.
One of his teammates. Somebody's.
It was it Lamar Thomas, I think, that he said that to him? You're not going to win a Heisman audibling to a run.
Speaking of college football, FIU trounced New Mexico State last night, 34-13. Tonight at 7, Jacksonville State in Liberty. Then at 7:30, Kennesaw State in Western Kentucky.
Victor Bermudez says this Saturday against Duke is Cam's Heisman game. He texts me, Cane's offense will face a blitz on 80% of their offensive plays. And so if that's the situation, and you know that Cam is very good at reading that. Yes. So if he gets a modicum of protection or someone gets open, he could have some big numbers.
I think it's him and who's that, the Oregon quarterback?
Well, Ashton Ginty, too, over at Boise State.
The running back, but yeah, a lot of hype on the Oregon guy. I forget his name.
Gabriel.
Yeah, he's been at like 8 schools in 4 years, but he can sling that biscuit.
We'll take that quote out of context. He's been to 8 schools in 4 years, but he can sling that biscuit.
He can throw that ball.
The Yankees did stave off elimination last night, defeating the Dodgers 11-4 in Game 4 of the World Series. The two play again tonight at 8.
All right. Somebody texts in Cat on the over, Carl Anthony Towns. I'm sorry, Carl Anthony Towns on the under, easy money. And then Solana just texted us that same thing. Carl Anthony Towns under, book it, 19.5.
Solana ruined it because I was going to go with the texter, but now I'm kind of questioning it.
I wonder if Solana is the texter. I have to look at that number. I'm curious. Did this jackass just text our show randomly?
Accidentally.
Let me see if these numbers match up. No, it's someone else. That would have been funny as hell if he was just texting in as a texter.
Cat on the under. I got it in. I need some action tonight.
There you go.
Did you guys see that Neymar, he bought himself a piece of land?
I did not.
Okay, it's just a piece of barren land. Well, just a piece of barren land. Bal Harbour, $26 million.
Woo! I didn't know there was any land for sale in Bal Harbour.
On the water?
Oceanfront, intercoastal, yeah. They said it broke a record for most, square whatever footage of dollars spent.
Guessing he's building a home?
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
All right. Just making sure. I mean,
it's gonna be interesting demographic out there.
A lot of land.
He's just out there hanging.
Yeah, he's just drilling for oil.
Bal Harbour too. Interesting. Has he been to Bal Harbour before?
That's big money.
That's big money and a nice mall.
Oh yeah, that fancy mall. They didn't even let me in one time. They said it was COVID.
Not even really a mall. It's more like a shopping destination. Yeah. To call it a mall is probably a misnomer.
I walked to it one time and I threw away beer in the trash. I was like, oh, let me go in. And they said, oh, sorry, sir, we have COVID restrictions. I was like, but it's 2024.
The code is you looked broke.
Cam Ward, according to Vic, Cam Ward is the favorite to win the Heisman at plus 230. Dylan Gabriel's plus 250. And Travis Hunter is plus 380. So Genty's not in it in the top three anymore.
That's wild. And then Travis Hunter.
Hold on. Let me look at the Hard Rock
app. They work him to death. He's going to get hurt. He already got hurt, but he'd probably get hurt again.
I don't see it on the Hard Rock app.
Maybe look for it.
I would have thought he was one of the favorites, if not the favorite, for a while.
I thought he was in the top three, for sure. Maybe he's not. Maybe he fell out.
Boise State keeps winning, but Vegas knows. Vegas knows.
Somebody texts in, listen to Solana. Guy knows his stuff, brother. Now that text is coming from Solana. That's coming from Solana. You can't fool me, brother.
Brother.
Of course, the Panthers, they are in Finland. They got that 2-game set Friday and Saturday against the Dallas Stars. Inter Miami also play against the Atlanta United soccer team this coming Saturday for a chance to advance in the MLS playoffs.
All right.
Oh, and Dolphins and Buffalo, we also know, Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Very good.
In case you're not paying attention, I'm sure you are. Wait, what? Weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations, 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Spotty showers throughout South Florida with an overcast sky and temperatures in the low 80s going into the high 70s throughout the night.
Jimmy's giggling a lot. Jimmy, what's going on there in the studio? He's giggling a whole bunch.
That was Solana.
Oh.
I know it was Solana. Oh. I know. That was the joke. That's why he signed it brother. That was the joke. We know.
Come on.
I love how Jimmy's on delay.
Jimmy's out of here. We got you, Jimmy.
That was the whole, remember, that's a callback to the 2 o'clock hour when he said brother. And then that's a comedy callback, Jimmy.
I knew about that segment.
I don't know. I don't know if you were paying attention.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm Batman.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. You know, it's a good spot, by the way, if you want to watch... What is it, game 4 of the series tonight. Game five of the series. Or a little Heat basketball tonight. Tap room in Oakland Park. And tell them Crowder sent you. You go over to Funky Buddha. I don't know what it'll get you, but tell them Crowder sent you.
Tell them to get you a flight. Five beers, get to pick them. Come on now.
On this radio station tonight, Dan Day is going to be the little bridge to get to preheat at 6:15 this evening. And then Solana will have you covered, working you up to the Heat-Knicks game tonight, which tips off at 7:30 from the Kaseya Center. So you'll have Solana on preheat, joined by Tommy Tighe. And then you'll have Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call, the Miami Heat audio experience. Right here on 560 WQAM. Again, the game tips off at 7:30 tonight from the Kaseya Center. And that, I guess that'll kind of wrap it up for us today. Tomorrow will be our kind of final show of the week because Friday, you got the 2 p.m. Panthers game. And we probably won't get on the air until 5:15. So a very abbreviated Football Friday program.
I like it.
But we'll make up for it. You know, tomorrow we'll give you 8 hours of entertainment in just 4 hours of showtime.
Okay, yeah, I like that, Stu. I thought you were talking about working for 8 hours. I don't like
Cheetah
that.
Pompano. That's another great spot to watch a big game or a big fight card or enjoy Halloween tomorrow. They've got obviously HD TVs throughout the club and VIP areas and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. 4 stages of entertainment, but Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach have their Haunted Mansion Halloween party tomorrow. Halloween at Cheetah Pompano or Palm Beach cannot be beat. $250 cash prize for the best costume. Wear a costume for free admission, and you'll have the time of your life. And don't forget, if you're an in-the-biz worker, you work at a hotel, a restaurant, bar, nightclub, you're eligible for some great specials at the Cheetah. They really take care of in-the-biz workers better than just about anybody. You can get all the details at any of the clubs. And of course, Cheetah Pompano, they've got an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6 p.m. But don't forget, huge Halloween parties tomorrow night. Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. You can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Wednesday. Appreciate Zach Gelb and Rob Pizzola making time for us. Appreciate Jimmy and Dan Day back in the studios. Everybody, have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Heat. We will speak with you mañana.
Dodgers ended tonight, brother.
Like. Cheetah Pompano, that's another great spot to watch a big game or a big fight card or enjoy Halloween tomorrow. They've got obviously, HD TVs throughout the club and VIP areas and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. 4 stages of entertainment. But Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach have their Haunted Mansion Halloween party tomorrow. Halloween at Cheetah Pompano or Palm Beach cannot be beat. $250 cash prize for the best costume. Wear a costume for free admission. And you'll have the time of your life. And don't forget, if you're an in-the-biz worker, you work at a hotel, a restaurant, bar, nightclub, you're eligible for some great specials at the Cheetah. They really take care of in-the-biz workers better than just about anybody. You can get all the details at any of the clubs. And, of course, Cheetah Pompano, they've got an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6 p.m. But don't forget, huge Halloween parties tomorrow night. Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. You can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Wednesday. Appreciate Zach Gelb and Rob Pizzola making time for us. Appreciate Jimmy and Dan Day back in the studios. Everybody, have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Heat. We will speak with you mañana.
Dodgers ended tonight, brother.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need
Paff, paff, puss.
Take care, brush your hair.